Cincinnati Council's Budget and Finance Committee will begin discussing City Manager Harry Black's proposed budget plan Monday. Black sent it to Mayor John Cranley Wednesday. The mayor then sent it to council. I'm Jay Hanselman for 91.7 WVXU. The spending plan is Harry Black's first biennial budget since coming to Cincinnati last September.
My number one goal is to make Cincinnati the best managed city in America. We're well on our way.
Black's plan totals $2.1 billion for fiscal years 2016 and 2017. He says it's balanced without relying on one-time sources and focuses on several strategic areas. One of those is safer streets. Black is recommending the city have 1,024 sworn police officers and 850 firefighters.
This will allow us to continue our hotspot enforcement and the strong community policing model we have in place. These staffing levels also ensure that we can avoid the use of fire brownouts.
And there's additional money for the Cincinnati Initiative to Reduce Violence, or SERV. Black is also keeping a promise to send more money to the city's 52 neighborhoods.
I am recommending a new Community Engagement Challenge grant program where communities can apply for grants of up to $10,000 to create unique community engagement strategies and opportunities to bring people together and to strengthen social cohesion. I'm also recommending a $2,000 increase in the Neighborhood Support Program, which is used by community councils for neighborhood improvement and programs.
The proposed budget includes funding for blight reduction efforts, including enhanced enforcement for litter and weed violations. Black says the city's economy is growing. He cites a projected nearly 4% increase in the city's income tax collections as proof. He wants to keep that momentum going.
We invest in a series of projects planned or underway like GE at the Banks and Catholic Health Partners in Bond Hill. We also want to promote access to economic success and competition. This is the first budget that fully funds the new Department of Economic Inclusion.
That department is charged with making sure everyone has a fair chance of getting city business. Another one of Black's favorite initiatives is making government more efficient.
A new component of this budget is the Office of Performance and Data Analytics. When you see the budget, you will notice that it has a new performance management tab that includes agency-specific quantifiable goals and metrics. Our new innovation lab is up and running, and our CincyStat program will commence during this biennium period.
During his State of the City address last September, Mayor John Cranley challenged administrators to come up with a plan to address aging roads and its fleet of vehicles. Black wants to invest an additional $90 million during the next 6 years on these items. To do that, the city will have to increase its debt load. Right now, the city spends about 70% cash and borrows 30% for capital projects. The new goal would be 50-50.
You know, we can tweak that ratio and still maintain a super conservative philosophy and underlying fundamentals and principles, but we don't have to starve the city. Cincinnati has been starving itself unnecessarily.
Black says increasing capital funding in the near term is more efficient and ultimately less costly than pushing off the needs to future generations. The public will get a chance to weigh in on the budget proposal later this month at a series of public hearings. Council is expected to approve a spending plan by mid-June. It must be in place by July 1st. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.